Education in the country is described by Amnesty International in a report in February as characterized by crumbling infrastructure, overcrowded classrooms, and relatively poor educational outcomes. It is perpetuating inequality and, as a result, failing too many of its children, with the poor hardest hit.
The constitutional responsibility for education is that of the minister. Civil society should come in and join and help the education department. Somebody said, you know, we're all in this boat together, but it's a very poor boat. It leaks and it's very insecure. And we are on uncharted waters. Since 1994, we were on uncharted waters. And our boat is leaking. This boat is seriously leaking. The things that you mentioned is of a leaking boat on the open sea. Now, when that happens, there's no point in me saying to you, it's leaking on your side of the boat, because we all go down that way. We all have to scoop, whether the water is coming in on your side or my side, we have to work together to get this water out. In a young democracy like ours, and an economy that's not very strong, that doesn't inspire me with hope, because there are lots of young people that are not in education after matric, not in employment, and not in training. And that is a problem in this country. We are on a burning platform, and I don't think there's a silver bullet, but there are always choices.
This moment of clarity comes from one of thousands of interviews you'll be able to access by downloading the free biznews.com app in the Apple or Google Play app stores.